world, American cradle of liberty.
Look at you! You're a freak!
What are we alive for except to grab all the kicks we can? To contaminate our society.
Fuck you, Rory.
Now being renovated.
Mr. Dowd.
Live from the recent past, high above the UNR campus in the biggest little city in the world, it's the Worst Little Podcast. And I am your host, Mr. Nick Ramirez, joined by my good friend, Dogwater Dick.
Hi-oh!
Motherfucker. And no one else, because our interns didn't show up. You get an F.
Fuck them.
Reverend Rory's out, getting ready for his nuptials, but we got an awesome band today, Viva Revenge.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass.
That's right.
It's dark. I didn't know that's what you guys were called.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Believe it or not.
Now you know.
Welcome to the show, gentlemen.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. We'll go around the room real quick and get your name, rank, and everything for the audience. All right. So to my left, Timmy, you play.
I play the throat horribly.
I think you play the throat just fine.
He's got some pipes. He's the pipes. All right. Josh. What do you got over there?
I play bass.
Okay.
That's it.
I am a Private Zach Ryan, Private Ryan on guitar.
Nice.
I want to save you.
And Mr. Drummer downstairs?
Yeah, I'm Joel. I'm a level 64 necromancer.
Nice. Cool. And we got Dogwater Dick in the back running this shit. So.
Fuck yeah.
All right, Ricky, here we go. No Rory, no Chewy.
No, and then Rick B was going to think about stopping by, and then he didn't.
We'll get a lot of Chewy on the side for me. And is Rika here tonight?
Oh, fuck. You know that she's always around doing something.
I have a salami?
I don't know what she's playing.
Riku.
All right.
That's gross.
Hey, I know what the Chinese middle finger is.
That's grosser. Stop saying stuff like that. Oh, my God.
Is that when you get your wiener stuck in a torture trap with another dude?
No.
Your what pinky. That?
That's called a Friday night for me.
Dude, if your dick can fit in, oh, they should make finger traps big enough for your dick. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
They already are.
That's right. A thing, Rick. You didn't know that?
Right.
Neither did I. Oh, my God. Oh, weekend. Fucking, we closed Tooth of Crime over at Bruca. That was really, really amazing.
So I didn't know that it was experimental theater.
That's just what Eddie said.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Eddie made it sound like...
Nobody ever told me that before.
This is nothing like a play ever. Like, is it that different? Or is Eddie just being weird?
He's dramatic. You know? It's a Sam Shepard play, dude.
I met like five people who had seen it.
That guy's bona fide.
Everybody loved it, except Eddie.
Oh, yeah. Well, Eddie's a man of particular taste, so...
Right. But everybody else was so thrilled with it and couldn't stop raving about everybody and how good you did in particular.
Yeah, it was so fun, dude. I felt like I was really starting to get it towards the end there. You know. And it was fun. Good time. I want to thank everybody at Bruca. And they came on the show last time we were on. I believe it was me and Dundas. And, who was amazing as Crow. You would have loved it, dude.
Fuck.
You can go see a couple pictures on his Facebook page or something.
Crap.
And then the director, Dave, great job. Thank you for the opportunity. And to Lou Zalmeyer, amazing again, this Hoss. You know, like trying to memorize a song's lyrics, times that by a billion, you know?
It's that bad.
It seems like, to me, it'd be fucking insane. The dialogue, he has so much. It's all about him. It's crazy. And he mastered that shit, and I'm, like, blown away, because he also has so much other shit inside his head, too. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, you guys, you just joined us on the show, the band who's here right now. You guys. But fucking Nick was gone forever.
They're called Viva Revenge, Rick.
Viva Revenge, you don't know this, but Nick was gone forever fucking working, working his ass off on this, and now it's all over.
Yeah, and then Roy's all, okay, you're back, bye.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's all yours, buddy. All
right. Roy thinks that just because he's buying a house, he doesn't have to do the show anymore.
What the hell?
I know. I'm buying a house, I'm getting married.
Yeah, I haven't had a day off in 3 weeks.
He's growing up.
fine. Yeah. No, I really don't mind. This is awesome.
He's such an angel when he sleeps.
So that was my weekend. I mean, Saturday's a blowout. It was a sold-out audience, and we had the cast party. And as you can imagine, we whooped it up. Dude's playing live piano, and everybody's singing and it downstairs, and it was pretty cool.
Dude, so and then just like just like madness, everybody's having a great time. It was right.
Yeah, it was really really cool, magical Fuck. Like that. You know what I mean? I hate to be like cheesy, but that's a good word for it when you're in the
magical.
Theater. It was magical.
Fuck. Well, I went and I didn't make it to your play because I'm an asshole, but I did make it to the Heather's the musical that TMCC is doing.
How was that?
It's fucking. It's a little weird. The songs are funny. You know how when they'd make the musicals about comedy from comedy movies,
yeah.
like they've been doing, or from you know serious movies like Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah,
it's
awesome.
It's fun and it's funny and. Damn, dude, the TMCC kids really like pulled it out. Jesse from the Java Jungle downtown like played the lead, and then you know how the two guys get killed in their underwear?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Well, so they had two college dudes and who are in really good shape get killed in their underwear, and then the rest of the show they appear as ghosts in their underwear. So it's like the first half of the show they have clothes on, the second half they're just virtually nude, and yeah, it's pretty great.
Yeah,
a lot of naked.
You had
dudes.
A good one, huh?
Yeah, no, I was like,
couple
was
naked
like,
dudes. In there
I was just
too?
Like, I was like, this play is pretty
just
good.
Couple naked white dudes in that shit too.
I should really get into theater. Shit.
This is fucking awesome, dude. And then, it's funny. The songs were really good. Everything was cool. And then at the end, it's a younger crowd. It wasn't like the adult crowd, like when I go to Good Luck Macbeth or something. You know,
yeah,
it was a younger crowd. It was the TMCC kids. And I swear to God, when they fucking would finish a song or do something, the audience would scream like they were the fucking Beatles. Like yeah. It was that kind of like the Beatles are being screamed at noise.
Wow.
It was weird. It was yeah. like it was like holy shit. And I heard that a bunch of kids were seeing it over and over and over again. Like
wow.
It was Rocky Horror.
That's cool.
So
we had that happen at our show too.
Fucking
we had like
mad.
Four or five sellouts.
So they're just theater people that just like I want to see this play over and over again until it's gone.
Yeah.
Fuck
a couple
rad.
Of people. And there was like somebody brought their 12-year-old twice. This girl wow. saw it, and that was her first play she ever saw.
Wow. According to Eddie, she's going to be confused.
It's a crazy play.
Now she's going to see another play, and she's all, why are they facing the audience? This is so weird.
But you could totally figure out what's going on, at least, you know what I mean, with the story and stuff. But what's going on inside the dude is what you want to pay attention to.
All,
to the dude.
Every day, Nick. Every day.
not sexually.
Oh, right.
Oh shit.
Sexually.
So I was the reason why I didn't come to see the play is because I was trapped all weekend with Murder Rock again.
Uh-huh.
So Murder Rock's doing another album. It's all
Is this the third
Stephen
one?
King. Yeah. Already. They've only been a band for like a couple years and they're on their third album.
Did you say they're all Stephen King songs?
Yeah.
Like
this album
about
is all
Stephen King?
Stephen King themed. So it's like they did two of the songs on the last podcast they were here because they had gotten those written, but they finished off all the rest of the songs and they've been here doing that. So I've been with that the scary Murder Rock people all weekend long.
That's fucking
it's
awesome.
Pretty
dude.
Awesome. And I'm like most of the way through mixing Me Time's album, so that's gonna be out soon too.
Did they mention to you when the video's gonna come out? The Murder
no.
Rock? No, okay.
No, I didn't hear. But they did tell the only thing, and I'm so busy like doing shit like that I don't always hear everything that they say, which is true with every band. People who have been here before know that. Like I'm just all freaked out and
yep.
Dude, but but they did at one point talk about killing me and videotaping it and how they said everybody knows Rick, so they'll click on watching him die a lot. It would be they were talking about like it would be a popular video if they killed Rick. So
wow.
So I don't know what's coming in the future. They have to keep me around at least long enough to do the next session next weekend when we're finishing it. So
awesome, dude.
So I gotta get the Me Time album done before I die.
These guys are creative, you know?
God bless them. It's fucking and it's fucking rad, funny, weird shit. I love those. There's some creepy. They'll just finish a take and I'll just stop and I'll be all, Fred, that was really creepy.
Nice.
It's really fucking creepy, you guys. So yeah, so I'm having a hell of a good time.
Viva Revenge, how was your weekend?
It was good, man. We played, we did Shays Friday night. Who did we play with? Heterophobia.
And Rock and Roll Suicides.
Rock and Roll Suicides, so.
They're from, where are they from? They're from L.A.?
Yeah, Southern California. We did that. That was a lot of fun. Chase is always a good time.
Mm-hmm. Fucking cool, dude. Good
yeah,
crowd.
We did that. Oh, yeah, man, it was a good crowd. We got is that show announced yet that we got asked to play?
That's a good question. Joel, is that announced yet?
Not yet.
Not yet?
We are playing June 1st with the Casualties at
Shays. Oh, yeah, we're doing that.
That's going to be a good time. That's at also Shays. At Shays.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Baby, that's the first place I ever fingered your mom at.
Yeah, same.
Are you sure it was the first one? I don't know.
So many times you just lose count.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, show was good. The rest of the weekend was hit or miss.
Questionable here and
questionable
there.
Questionable at best.
Yeah.
But
at least you guys were off.
Fuck. Hey, I wasn't off.
Yeah, me and Joel had to suffer.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Submitting to the man.
Always.
What do you guys do for your day jobs?
Timmy and I work at Custom Ink.
It's oh, like right
a
on.
Custom
I know a lot of people
shop. Yeah.
Working there.
He places orders. I print the shirts. Josh, you work at Campo.
Yeah, I cook.
Yeah.
That's mm-hmm. it.
Oh, you work at Campo.
I do.
Fuck. Were you there when John Waters was like, took a ride with the owners? No, you don't know what I'm talking about.
I heard that he was there like a couple of years ago, I think.
It was the only thing nice he had to say about Reno.
Really?
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. He wrote about it in a book, and I got to the end of the book where that happened, and I was all, fuck, I wish I spent more time at Campo. I can't afford it. The pizza's really good, though.
It is.
You can afford it, though. They have, like, some happy hour specials. Pretty awesome.
I've treated myself a couple times, but, you know, you don't want to go in there and just get one little thing. You want to get, like, you know,
yeah,
a little appetizer and a little meal and a little dessert. And,
yeah, it's good
you know,
stuff.
And that's fucking, like, I don't know.
Yeah, I've had the full-on once. It was pretty nice.
Fuck yeah.
And we had the best service ever.
Yeah. I always feel like I don't belong here. They know I don't belong here.
They know. They're all looking at
they
me.
They know I don't belong here. They're like, get out of here and go to Denny's, you faggot. I always think like that's what they're thinking. That's what they're thinking. I should leave. I should just leave. They don't make me feel that way. I feel that way.
But like, you persevering, like,
yeah.
do
yeah.
it anyway.
And then,
right?
and then I'm like, this is really good food. They're like, yeah, of course it is, you Denny's freak. Like, yeah, yeah, this isn't the gold and silver ass. Of course it's good. Fuck. Meanwhile, the gold and silver is like, why weren't you here tonight? I'm at the gold and silver every day.
We had it waiting for you.
Where are
you?
They have a hot
here's
ready.
Your pie, Rick.
Can I get a little pie. More Joel on the mic?
Yeah, you can.
Yeah?
Okay. The downside is when he starts playing.
Yeah, it'll be pretty loud.
Oh, okay.
That's why he's so quiet.
Maybe he could just like slide it down a little, Rick, when
yeah,
he starts
and,
playing.
And as I told him before the show started, that won't happen because I'm lazy.
Okay.
So no, but I will. I will. Mm-hmm. I think you're right, Nick, that I would like to hear what he says.
Yeah.
So how's that?
Better.
Does that sound good?
Thank you.
Yeah, Joel, where do you work?
Yeah. Oh, I work at a coffee bar. I make coffee.
He fucking walked in the door with everybody else, and I thought, I know you. Where do I know you from? Coffee bar.
Oh, yeah.
Fun. That's how everybody knows him.
Yeah.
Everywhere we go.
Well, everybody goes to coffee bar. It's like...
I've never been there.
I've never been
what
there.
The
you're
fuck?
Not everybody.
Zach, I see your dad all the time.
That's what my dad
Zach's
says.
Dad goes
Zach's
there?
Dad.
Oh, yeah.
See
which
Zach's
guy,
dad all the time, too.
I would, because I'm there a lot, fucking...
You probably
which guy
know my
is
dad,
he?
Rick.
Is he, what does he look like? Is he like...
He wears a baseball hat, usually?
Yeah, he looks like my dad.
He looks like an old Zach.
Does he look like an old Zach? I got to keep my eye out for that. And be
you
like,
do.
Are you Zach's fucking dad?
Just ask everybody in the cafe.
The old
are
guy
you
with the
dad?
Rancid shirt.
Yeah, the
guy that's like
that could
50
be my
with
dad.
A rancid t-shirt. That's him.
Oh, no shit. Okay, you got to fucking point me out when that
next
happens.
Time we go on our man date, I'll tell you when
dude,
he's there.
Everybody at coffee bar is hella nice, too. Like, you never get bad service at a coffee bar. I mean, I don't know if you're nice to each other, but to, like, customers, they're always fucking...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
And if you're listening and you know coffee bar... Go ask them if they'd like to have sponsorship on our podcast. That'd be great.
They don't need us, dude. They're fucking... They're like, you've you been to
them.
That fucking place? You can't get in the door half the time because there's so many fucking people. They have a million tables. They're all taken. It's fucking...
Still, go do that if you're listening.
Yeah. Coffee is fucking is my favorite. Just plain ass coffee. You don't need to do no special fucking
exactly
latte bullshit. You just get their coffee. It's amazing.
Coffee is wonderful. I mean, it's my life, so... Yeah.
So I love it there. I spend all the time there when I can. Anyway.
Back to the band.
Right.
All right,
no,
you guys,
not the band.
Do you guys want to play a song and then we'll talk about your formation and
yeah, the,
how it's
sure.
going?
The VH1 behind the music.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's do a song.
What are we playing?
Walls of Jericho.
Oh, hell yeah.
All right.
This song is all about Chris Jericho. Y2J.
The wrestler?
The wrestler, yes.
The wrestler, of course. He wears a scarf. You
and
know.
His finishing move in particular.
Yeah.
Yep.
Let's do it.
Did the whole Jew thing.
Yeah.
What? Is Chris Jericho Jewish?
No, dude, the Walls of Jericho. That's like a fucking Jewish thing. I didn't know you were like Jewish punk rock.
No, dude, that's his finishing move. Like, he kind of puts you like, it's called the Boston Crab. And like, he puts his ass on your ass. I would explain it, but this is just an audio podcast.
No, you can keep talking. Talk slow.
Yeah, you paint a picture, man.
Yeah, so.
A little deeper.
Basically, you're both in your underwear. And then
the step is vital.
He's
sweating
like
profusely.
Sweating profusely.
Oiled up.
Fully shaven.
In front of an arena full of thousands.
Thousands of sweaty neckbeard guys like us. And then, he gets on you. You're on your stomach. He's like got his legs up.
You grab a hold of his ankles. You flip him over.
You flip him over and you kind of like pull him and you're basically like
so
breaking
his back.
Does
he go down face first or back first?
The victim is face down.
Always face down.
The victim's face down, ball gag.
Do people want to say that like MMA and like and wrestling and shit isn't gay because they you know those are real men? But I just want to say if I can jack off to it, it's gay.
It's if you watch it on mute, it's very homosexual.
Fuck yeah.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, it's not gay. I mean, the implication. I don't know, man. It's like the straightest thing you could ever watch.
Well,
really.
No, because it's staged. That's what makes it worse. So it's like theater, but you're naked. And you're sweaty. I don't know. That might make it more gay.
It might. You got me there. You got me there.
But I mean.
But anyway.
I love it. It's
2017, man.
Yeah, man. We've shelled out a lot of money to watch wrestling, so.
But anyway. You guys are like fanatics about that?
A little bit.
How do you, is it, so what is it about the men in their underwear that makes you?
Dude, it's the stories. Like, everyone's like, oh, wrestling's fake. Well, it's staged.
Yeah.
But you watch it because it's like a live TV show where guys are fighting each other.
So is Tooth of Crime. So is, like, every play or movie you see. It's all fake. But
exactly.
We watch a lot
But the thing about wrestling is there's, like, real danger involved. Shit can go awry really fast. And that's why I like it, because then people can actually get serious goddamn injuries. And that's
cool. Well, if I was into that, I would watch UFC.
That's cool, too. Yeah. I like them both.
Or and really NASCAR, same
or
thing.
Or NASCAR,
right?
Exactly. Or cops, or whatever. You know,
jack off to them, please.
Yeah. Would you guys go to like a backyard, low level league?
Because you know we have local wrestling, right?
Yes.
We still have that? Because I went one time. It was fucking awesome.
Been a long time since I've been to one, but I've been to some local shit, and it's cool.
We've been to WrestleMania, the biggest of the biggest. Timmy, back when the alley was open, they did midget wrestling.
I remember that. I didn't go, but I remember when it
happened. I was underage at the time. I could not go.
I saw that at the GSR one year.
Did you?
Yeah, it was fucking awesome.
Yeah, I wish I could see that at some point.
Yeah, it was cool. There was a guy who was like he was like Scott Steiner, but he was Lil Papa Pump. That was fucking rad.
Yeah.
Rad.
Yeah,
exactly.
That's kind of what he sounded like, too, when he talked to me.
Aw, oh, shit.
All right.
That was a short song. Should you guys do another one?
Yeah, punk rock's
sure, if you want.
All right.
Sure.
Which one's it going to
be?
We'll
play all five songs we know.
Yeah, the five decent ones.
Let's. Speaking of five, where the song's called Five Men, it's about when you go into a public restroom.
Or the work restroom is where this one originated.
Well, typically the work restroom.
The workplace.
And you go in and every stall is full, all the urinals are full, and you got to wait.
That's just
and just stare at dudes holding their dicks.
Or stare at the dudes or...
Or stare at them. You got to look at them through the cracks of the bathroom stalls so you can see them sitting there, kind of hiding their shame as they're stooling in there.
Yeah, that.
You know, in New York, guys used to blow each other and they would just stand inside of a shopping bag. So that it looked like a guy in the stool in the thing with the shopping bag, but it was really a dude.
What?
A dude.
Wait, I'm not understanding.
Yeah, I'm
what
picturing like a little shopping
about.
Bag, like
no, like a regular size shopping bag that you could actually fit both of your feet inside of, and you would bring the shopping bag in. Both guys would go in. One guy would sit on the toilet to blow the dude, and the other dude would stand in a shopping bag in front of him, so that nobody could see that there were two
so
guys
like,
in there.
Like
oh,
a,
so
like
just
a bag
if they looked underneath, it just was a shopping. Bag.
It looks
bag.
Like somebody taking so a shit
shoes.
With a shopping bag.
That is fucking brilliant.
Gays are smart. They're
a crafty people.
Wow,
so true. So,
oh, my
I'm sorry
gosh.
For a change. I think though the band is making the show gayer than I am, Nick. So,
yeah,
it's not totally.
All right. I thought all right. I don't know, but I think Rory's gonna be upset he missed this one, dude.
Yeah, really.
I don't know how this is.
So fake it.
He would be laughing his ass off right now and saying a whole bunch of.
Crude things
about it. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to let the band play.
Hi, I have a really small penis.
Yeah, you get out of here.
No, I'm all about drinking pee.
All right.
It's very sterile. Yeah.
I know.
Just a little Rory. Okay, play a song, you all guys.
All right, are we good, Joel?
Yeah.
All right.
Take a drop with a 15 tube. Who's ever sick? That's your mama, she's a sick. But that's what they're not. Yeah.
What? Well, that is terrible, Riku.
Dude.
Fuck your band.
Dude, what? How did? What did that have to do with the bathroom, though? Like,
well, because we would go to work, and then, like, for some reason, everybody takes a shit at the same time. So we're going in there, and you go to the bathroom, and you're, like, standing around. What do you do? I mean...
But do you don't, like, just wait outside for somebody else to come out, or then you lose your place, or...
Well, I don't really
Are these
know.
People that you deal direct, there's, like, 100 people there? Or
how many toilets are there?
Well, there's three stalls, and there's two urinals. But the problem is, the people there, they're all buddies, so they're taking a shit, and when they leave, they're hanging out in there talking.
Like, what's up, bro? God.
So it's like...
Fuck. They were all in prison, where, like, you have to do it at with no stall, like, in front of everybody.
Yeah, they just don't care. They're, like, facing each other on the toilet or something.
They're, like, holding hands under the stall and having a conversation. It's like...
With the bag on their feet.
With the bag on their feet.
Staring contest while you're jacking off.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Exactly. Fuck, that's wild. So that's what that song's about.
That's what that song is about.
We can't understand anything Timmy's saying.
That's kind of the point. The lyrics are so horrendous.
You guys are rad. Do you guys just get like killer fucking like giant shows with hella mosh pit like action and
so fucking good?
Or is it, does everybody just stand there and look at you?
Half and half.
Yeah.
Depends on how early we play.
Yeah.
It depends how drunk everybody is.
Well, if you're at Shay's and like the coke's been flowing, it's fucking.
Well, Shay's
good.
Shay's is always a good.
There's a lot of inebriation there, so.
Shay's rules.
Fucking hardcore is not dead, ladies and gentlemen.
Fuck yeah.
These guys are very young dudes.
We're still children. We were on this podcast like 6 years ago, and we're still children, so mm-hmm. I don't know what happened.
What was the band again? I forgot.
First one was The Letdowns.
Right, and then...
Well, us three in this room...
I remember being on before.
Yeah, me, him, and another dude with The Letdowns. Us three were Frontier City Sounds.
That is Zach, Timmy, and Josh.
Oh, my
Josh.
God. So Zach has just been, like, sneaking in. He's just making new bands to come in again and again.
Yes. Yeah,
he's like that guy that changes his birthday over and over again just so that he comes up a lot. Oh, it's your birthday again.
Or to get the free Sunday at Denny's. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Joel is the newest guy in the fold.
Because mm-hmm.
it's typically just been the same five guys. It's incestuous. And we just keep making different bands with the same dudes. So
we changed
the
name.
So Joel's the only one that hasn't been here before?
Yeah.
Josh, you've not been here.
No, yeah, it's my first time.
Yeah, right. Frontier, well, only The Letdowns did the podcast. So after that, we did Donkey Jaw, which is us three.
Oh, yeah, I love Donkey Jaw.
That was rad.
Yeah, and another dude. And we never did the podcast, but we've done, you know, Mary Anarchy and all that. But yeah, we've kind of been circling around a little bit. So,
dude, Viva Revenge. It's awesome, dude.
Right on. Thanks, man.
I like it. It sounds awesome. Damn. Well, that's boring, though.
Yeah.
Well, it's boring. But I don't know. It's always so weird. It's funny because I don't drink, but it feels different when everybody else isn't drunk. I'm way more comfortable when everybody else is drunk.
It's weird, huh?
Yeah, it is weird.
You're
There's
a sober
like
person.
Rory's not here and nobody's drunk.
It's
like,
fairly sober. I got a flask in here, but it's not. It's
oh,
not.
Thank you, Jesus. You have to tell me these things because I relax when you're drunk.
I know, dude. It's
drinking.
It's not working that well though, so I'm not.
Man.
I'm pretty sharp still, so.
All right.
How many songs do you have?
Yeah.
Originals, I think we have seven.
It's got to be more than that, right?
Eight?
It's got to be more than
we
that.
We do this thing Drummers with every band count. Where like we'll like come out like a bang. We'll have like eight songs off the bat, and then we don't write a new song for like a year.
Yeah.
And then it doesn't even fit with the other ones. Then it's
yeah, and
like...
then we like, and then we write different shit, and so we start a different band. And then,
dude, that's what Willie Nelson does.
Yeah,
so you're in good company.
Yeah, but yeah, like seven. We do two covers almost every show, just to fill it out. But
just for fun.
Yeah,
because the audience loves it.
Drunk people love sing-alongs.
Exactly.
You gotta do them here tonight for all our drunk listeners.
Do a cover.
Yeah.
I'm down, dude.
Cool. Yeah. Very cool.
We should.
Yikes! Okay.
So obviously,
I gotta learn the lyrics.
Shit. Obviously, you guys are influenced by like '80s hardcore punk.
I mean, yeah, this band's more, I guess I would say like groovy, kind of like that hardcore sound, not the, you know, the super, taco beat kind of deal.
Taco beat.
Oh, taco.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Taco.
This is more kind of groove oriented. Well, that last song was actually a ska song, like really ska, and then transposed into this version.
Whatever this is. Yeah.
Whatever we're doing.
I don't even fucking know.
So
I like it. I like the way it sounds.
Right on.
And it's energizing. It's, you know, what when rock and roll should be about.
Hell yeah.
I mean, I just got done working with you guys on Zach's shit, and it was like, you know, two of you are the same, and it's completely different now.
Yeah.
Because Zach's other shit is like, I mean, what would you, it's like pop alternative rock. Like,
sort of, yeah.
You know? Like, and then this is just fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm used to hearing Timmy doing sweet backup vocals.
I don't know what happened.
Angelic little fucking.
Yeah. Right. And yeah. Now, fucking shit. And I'm like, oh,
I like
damn,
that.
That's rad.
I like to think of it. I like to think of it as like a Muppet or something, you know. That's my
yeah,
that's
dude, yeah, that's, dude, yeah. Do you remember when like when Kermit the Frog would introduce stuff and then he'd run off stage and go yay, and he would just shake his hands in the air like that? I loved that.
I like to think, yeah, that's like the visual metaphor for what my voice sounds like.
If only we had like fanboys enough for this podcast that they could make an all puppet version of what's going on right now. I would love that so much.
Or is that like Beaker, who's like meep meep, that guy?
Beaker is so, and my favorite is fucking the 12 Days of Christmas version with Beaker in it, because it goes you know, 11 Lords of Leap and meep 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 meep. Like his party just does that, and I laugh every time, every year. I know it's coming, and I still laugh. I think that's the John Denver episode, but never mind. I just stopped the show, I'm sorry.
With the Muppets. With the Muppets. Viva Revenge likes the Muppets, so it's working.
Yeah, we're doing it.
All right.
Sweet. Muppet dudes.
What other things? Hey, tell me what was the best gig you've ever had so far with just Viva Revenge, not all the
Not
other
your
bands.
Other 600 bands.
This band.
Right.
God.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one. You know, I really liked the one the other night. Zach was not happy with our sound or something. I don't know what
it
was.
My amp blew up. Marshall.
That was
right.
We broke Shay.
You notice
that's right.
I don't have the Marshall tonight because I blew the fuse immediately at Shay's the other night.
Damn.
Yeah.
So
like, did you just like stick your guitar right up next to it and it fed back into bam?
Well, we're playing the first song and Timmy played guitar that night. He's starting it off, and the second we all come in with the, you know, the big cymbal hit, I hit the chord, the lights flicker.
Everything turns off.
And so yeah, the amp just blew up.
And then it's just me playing.
Yeah, Joel's just going.
Drums and nothing else, and it was cool.
Dude, but really, I'm picturing like the beginning of Back to the Future. Right? Is that what it was like?
It was just like that.
If I'd seen it, I could confirm.
You've never seen Back to the Future?
What?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ. Oh, I don't want to be like, people did that with me about Lebowski, and I finally just hated the movie and watched it anyway.
Yeah.
See, have you seen any of them? Like, I mean, it's a stupid question if you haven't seen the first one.
I've seen like bits and pieces on like ABC Family walking through my mom's living room. But
fuck.
Other than that, no.
A lot of shit from the 80s sucks, I gotta say, but that was like one of the good things.
Oh, I agree. Yeah.
It's fucking amazing.
Totally.
Like, and it holds up today. And the part I'm talking about is like in the first like 2 minutes.
Just watch the first two minutes.
I'll watch the first 2 minutes and then I'll get back to you if the amp was similar.
Was it just like that? Just like that.
You probably Google it on your phone.
Probably could.
I mean,
I could watch it right here.
Yeah, just real time.
Giant speak.
Yay!
Well, I don't want to give it away, but let's get back on track. I think another couple songs from you guys. Sound good?
Sure.
All right.
You want to do a cover?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do the cover.
Let's do the Knowledge.
Oh fuck. Okay. Hold
That's
on.
That's the best one.
You
think so?
Oh yeah.
Damn. All right. Give me a sec.
You have to mentally prepare.
Yeah, I gotta.
By mentally prepare.
By mentally
prepare, typing on his phone.
Typing on my phone the actual lyrics, because I just kind of bullshit this every time.
Do you not know?
I gotta.
Well,
have
now
this...
people will know.
I'll
know
if you want.
These punk rock purists that are listening to this podcast right now are gonna be wanting to castrate me. So,
Hold on.
I gotta get this right.
I always want to castrate you.
All right, Operation Ivy Knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, do you guys totally shred this? Because I hate Op Ivy.
No, it went away.
No, I want you to like shred the shit out of it, and then I won't dislike it.
Dude, we've been playing this song in every band for like 6 years, so it's the easiest song in the world.
Have you played this on the podcast already?
Probably.
No.
We played acoustic last time we were here, when we were all in the little room over at Sparks.
Yeah, Cody had his little Congo or whatever.
Yeah.
Damn.
Who knew? Just
who
like
knew?
Fucking these stupid kids are here.
What year was
again.
That? So I can go back.
Yeah,
and
how old
like
were you?
2011 or
2012.
But our website is so awesome. You just have to search the band name in the search field and it'll pop right up. There right?
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, we can find the exact date.
Which band was it?
The Letdowns.
The Letdowns. Okay. They were good.
All right, you dudes ready?
Yeah.
All right.
I know. Things will get tougher when you kick in the top of the bottom of your barrel. Wide open, proud of my position now. It's looking fucking narrow. All I know is that I don't know. All I know is that I don't know nothing. All I know is that I don't know. All I know is that I don't know nothing. We get down to the side. That's not, that's it. I'm not gonna change my mind.
Cool.
Damn, Norwegian.
Another song, another song. Another
do it
song.
Again, do it again.
Another one.
All right, knowledge, here we go.
Let's do Mario.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Tell me, okay, tell us about Mario. What's this about?
It's called Mario Kart.
Okay. Yes.
This
it's
song
about Mario Kart?
The music was written by a guy that's not in this band anymore.
May he rest his soul.
And the lyrics are written by a guy that's not
away?
In this band anymore.
No.
No.
Two different guys. No.
Two different guys that were no longer in the bands. And
do you hate them?
No.
No.
I have no ill will.
They just like got jobs or something.
They have lives and,
yeah.
You know. They try to improve themselves and, like, you know, go to school, and we're just a bunch of scumbags.
We're a bunch of losers.
Yeah. We're just a bunch of cocksuckers that sit around in rooms with a bunch of dudes 24/7. That's about it. But anyway, Mario Kart. This was a song written back in the Letdowns days, as far as the lyrics go. It is exactly what it sounds like. It is all about playing Mario Kart with your bros and potentially jacking it with your bros as well.
Mm-hmm.
Dirty cocksucker.
So listen close for that.
And that's basically it. And then, yeah.
This is our pop sick. Song.
Yeah, this is our pop anthem.
Yeah.
This is going to sell.
This is our take on like Sum 41 or something. I don't know.
Kind of, yeah. All right, you dudes ready?
Yeah.
Coolest song about a video game I think I might have ever heard.
The coolest one you've heard yet.
Yeah.
Just wait.
Well, I've heard a few in my time. Remember Pac-Man Fever?
I do not.
Hell yeah.
I don't think
me and Rick are
old. I got
you guys weren't even born.
Pac-Man Fever. It's
Does
really
Pinball Wizard count? I mean, it's not like a video game.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
That was the start of it.
That's so, proto video day, punk.
Yeah. Yes, exactly. You guys are
it's like
a
the
long
Stooges.
Tradition. Writing a song about Mario Brothers. I mean, Kart. Hey, I was also going to ask, what was the worst gig you ever, or worst thing that happened on a gig? Or
oh, you guys St. Patrick's
the
Day.
Worst gig was when he tried to play and the fucking amp blew the fuse.
Oh,
but
no,
it was
dude,
also
I,
the best gig?
That was,
right. I wish that was the worst
I
gig.
Wish.
I mean,
but
that was,
yeah.
I thought it was great. Like, everything else other than that was pretty good, except for the fact when I play guitar, like, 75% of the notes I play are 100% wrong.
Yeah,
do that
bit of a cacophony.
It was pretty horrible. That's Zach's way of saying, don't fucking play guitar, you stupid cocksucker. He laughs, but he ain't kidding. But anyway, the worst thing. Well,
Hideout or St. Patrick's?
What was wrong with St. Patrick's besides the fact that I was like, delirious as fuck?
You want to talk about our cover?
Oh, yeah. That was crazy.
Oh, yeah.
We actually played Knowledge at, we did St. Patrick's Day at the Saint. And we played with Misfits, you know, the Misfits cover band. Mm-hmm. They bring guys up all the time. I sing Skulls with them, so they have all these people coming up singing the song. So we're like, we did Knowledge. So we're like, okay, anybody that knows Knowledge, come up and sing this song. And we start playing it. It's going swimmingly. And then
we have a guy up on stage, by the way.
Yeah, this dude's singing it. And
he is singing something.
He's singing something.
Well, is he a big guy or a little guy?
Skinny little guy.
He's a skinny little guy.
Fucked up.
No.
Well, starting the chorus.
Maybe.
Yeah, he
started the chorus.
He was fucked up enough to think he knew the words to knowledge.
The entire song. You never know how little, like, you don't know every word until you're on a stage and you have to sing every word of the song.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I give him props for getting up there.
Oh, yeah. Brave man.
But,
or drunk man.
It just, well, what happened was he, like, jumped into something early.
Dude, he started off with the chorus.
So he
kind of. He was way the fuck off.
And then I was kind of following him and I was hoping Joel would.
I did not.
Like, catch on. And then, so I look like a dickhead. And then. Yeah, I don't know. It was just, that did not go well.
Yeah.
Major clusterfuck.
It was.
And I want to say I was like at least 102 temperature that day. I was wearing the mask too, so that was twice as bad. Usually for our live shows, I've kind of moved away from this, but I used to wear the wrestling mask at every single show.
A luchador mask with horns, I want to point
out. Oh, it had the horns, it had the hair, it had everything. Mm-hmm. It was fucking rad, but I've kind of moved away from that, kind of retiring the mask.
What was it, psychosis's
mask? It was
mask?
Psychosis, yeah.
Psychosis?
Oh, yeah.
You could just like
you guys are like triple A wrestling fans.
Oh yeah,
I think you should wear it, dude.
You should
wear it in studio right now
all the time.
Oh dude, I actually have it with me. Let's do it.
Oh shit, Rick,
and put the sailor hat on over that.
Yeah, you can't show his true identity in those pictures. We got to retake
it. Yeah, that's bullshit. Don't do that.
You got to put the headphones on over that mask.
You can't put can't post his real face.
Hold on, son.
Even though some people will know.
This isn't even
his
final
form.
We use
code names for the show, so we're all good there.
This is far from my final form. All right. Lucha time, motherfuckers.
Put those headphones on.
Is that thing supposed to be there? Is that part of it?
Most likely, yes.
It's just all folded up.
It's all folded and shitty. And truthfully, I had to cut this thing open because my fucking fat head wouldn't fit it, and I was choking to death, so... Let's see if the headphones work. Oh, yeah.
Which makes it difficult to luchador stuff.
Yeah. Fucking garbage.
So it's got like a a red mohawk, sort of, but it's just on top.
Yeah.
It's not all the way back the head, right? And then
it's pretty intricate.
This will be the show picture. So.
It's like aqua green with black horns. It's beautiful, man.
Kind of metallic looking.
Okay, you gotta sing the next song like that. I'm gonna take some pictures too.
Absolutely.
Do we have more songs?
We got a couple more. This next one. Well, this next one, I think we should do Bassline Leaner next.
Okay.
The next best song. The next best song about video games that you will ever hear in your life.
Cool. Oh, let's do that.
Yeah, best song about video games.
So you guys play with yourselves at home a lot, right?
Quite a bit.
I play with myself.
Multiple
with Zach's
times a
mom.
Day.
Just kidding.
No, you're not. We all play with Zach's mom.
Damn.
I shouldn't laugh that hard. That's not that funny.
All right. So this one is a lot of you out there are probably familiar with NBA Jam, or in our case, it's NBA Hang Time is our drug of choice on Nintendo 64. For those of you who don't know, it's a 2-on-2 basketball game. It's super fast-paced, fucking insane. Probably almost ruined some of our friendships.
You know, I think that you should tell the story about how we almost aren't friends with Zach because of
this game. Oh, yeah. You know, maybe we play the song and then we tell the story.
Yeah.
I think that's
I think so.
That's the calendar of events here.
Because the song, it references a bit of that night.
Yes.
That fateful night.
And let me see if I can find... I can find it in my brain here because I don't know how to sing the song. I have to search through my brain to find the words. Okay, that's great.
You got
him? I got him, and I got the mask so I can't read shit. And here we go.
Ready when you are, dude.
Right. Yeah, man.
Get yourself, and let's have time, it's about that time.
reason that we'll do it again. It's 4 a.m. and we're going strong. Good job saying never last very long. Don't get too much fun before you're falling.
Guys are fucking rad.
Thanks.
That was so rad, dude. During that song, I pulled up the Worst Little Podcast website and pulled up the letdowns.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And for you playing at home, you have to type in letdowns as one word, or you'll just get the Sit Kitty Sit page, which is odd because you guys don't look anything like Sit Kitty Sit.
Hmm.
But anyway, and just so you know, that was 5 years ago tomorrow that
oh,
was.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
5 years ago tomorrow.
Anniversary.
Yeah, fucking A, and you're back here on the show.
Here
and
we are.
Looking at the pictures, I'm like, they look so young and full of promise. And then, like, and look what's happened to you now. Little did you know back then that you would have been in 600 bands, and it's 5 years later.
Started
and
from the bottom, and we're still here.
We're still,
be honest,
possibly lower.
We're still on the worst podcast. We want to get on the best podcast.
Well, we have to call those guys.
Vampiric guys started voted best podcast, so you probably will be on that.
I'll hit up Chris Fox. We'll do that. Yeah.
Fuck, so. Did they really?
That's fucking
they
bad.
Did. They did. They started voted best podcast.
That's awesome.
Listen to that every day.
Did you guys ever think that we'd still be here 5 years later?
I didn't think any of us would.
No.
Right. I figured I would have voted we'd all be dead.
We'd all be dead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
Nuclear fallout or something.
Right. Right.
Do you still feel that way or do you feel more that way?
I would have planned it. I thought we were going to live.
Shit. Yeah, that's kind of a downer. I didn't mean to bring the show down. Like, give me the music, Rick.
Are you sure?
Yeah, we got to do this.
As you wish, Uncle Nick.
Thank you, Riku. That's right, it's time for the worst little quiz. Everybody who's done it more than once are cringing right now in the room. But we got Josh, he's a virgin, so here we go.
Yeah.
All right, we'll start with you, Josh. First question.
I don't think Joel has done it either.
I have not.
Oh, Joel. Yeah? Joel? Joel.
You can call me whatever you want.
Joel.
Is it Joel? You guys said it was Joel.
I had a friend named Joel, and I remember looking at him going, Joel. Yeah, like, are you going to make it? No. Joel.
Joel.
Anyway,
okay, well, I'm going to call you Joel because of my notes here.
All right.
Thanks, Joel.
Of course.
All right, so I had some questions here. My first question, of course, is going to be, let's see. What was your first concert, Josh?
Oh, shit, I don't remember.
Really?
You don't remember the first concert you ever went to.
You got to understand.
You weren't stoned back then.
You have to understand. So my dad has been playing locally since I was a little kid, so I've been going to shows since I can barely remember, you know? Like, I don't.
Well, what's your first, like, national act that you
National act?
Yeah.
Okay. My first, like, big show would probably be, this is awesome. It was REO Speedwagon, Styx, and Journey.
Ooh,
faggot. Nice. Yeah. Riku, that's rude.
No, I thought the same thing about Journey.
Do you like it in your face?
Damn, I'm gonna.
That's actually pretty rad. Was Styx? So it's fucking hella late. So they played everything. They did play Mr. Roboto though, right? That's all I care about.
Oh yeah, that's all I care
about. Mr. Roboto and fucking Sailing Away.
Yeah, I might have been like 5 or 6, but
Yeah. Damn. Okay, that's awesome.
Dang.
That gets some points because that was a ways back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go with we'll go this way. Zach?
First show.
Yeah, first show.
First show I remember seeing was Blue Oyster Cult at Harrah's.
Fuck yeah.
Damn.
Dude, my first show like that was Captain and Tennille at Harrah's when I was 13.
There you go.
First time I ever ate escargot, too.
Yeah, one of those free like outdoor deals.
Pretty cool answer.
Oh, mine was like in the fancy restaurant and they took our picture.
Oh, nice.
That was rad.
I mean, that's cool too.
But yours, right, but that yours is a real show. I'm just Captain Tennille. I was like, oh, I know these songs.
There you go.
Joel?
So my the first, I guess, national act concert I ever went to was Kenny G, because I'm a saxophone player.
Oh, yeah.
But shortly after that,
God, dude,
my first
Kenny G,
dirty cocksucker.
That's terrible.
But
even I thought that was.
I don't know if I like you more or less.
But the one I like to tell.
Wait, you're a sax player?
I am a sax player. Yes.
But I mean, I love sax too. But he's.
I mean, I didn't realize that. I was in, like, elementary school.
So when you listened, were you like, wow, that's really hard to play. That's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Basically. But the first one I like to tell people is I went and saw Heaven and Hell, Alice Cooper, and Queensryche.
Okay, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, Reno Vincent, right?
What, yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm. It's a good show.
All right, I'm scoring you for the first answer, though.
Yeah.
All right, Timmy?
The first show I ever saw was Beach Boys, actually.
Ooh,
fuck yeah.
Was at the Hilton Outdoor Theater. I don't think that's a thing anymore, is it?
No.
No.
Damn.
It's long gone.
That was like the Mike Love Beach Boys.
Yeah, Brian Wilson was, he was AWOL.
Not, yeah, not part of that.
Oh, I'm going to have to take a few points off for that then.
Oh, yeah. I was like 9 or 10 years old, I think. I was fucking stoked. I didn't care.
All right, good answers, guys. It's a close race. Let's see. We're just going to do a few because you got a big band. We're four dudes, and we're running out of time. Let's see. Rick, did you want to ask the world famous
age and circumstance of the loss of your virginity?
Oh, shit. Right,
we'll start with Josh.
Start with Josh.
No.
Oh, no, thanks.
Oh, fuck. I don't really want to go first on this one.
Okay, Joel,
okay, I'll start.
Bring it on, dude. Break the ice so that everybody's more comfortable.
And you can tell the condensed, nice version of it.
But or details
you
get you
or
points.
Or you could say I pass as well.
No.
And then you get a zero.
I have a great one. Okay, well, not the best. So, right,
Joel.
I was dating this girl when I was a sophomore in high school. I was 16. And I refer to her as my... as Voldemort, my whole family does, because she was fucking crazy.
That bad?
Oh, yeah.
And you dated her with that weird face with the fucking...
all the burns.
Well, she just...
All the, right.
What happened to her nose?
She just like threatened to kill me and my family is all. No big deal. But...
Oh, my God.
I actually had to get a restraining order against her.
Oh.
At 16?
Yeah.
How long did you date her?
7 months and 20 days.
Oh, my God. You could have had a kid with this psycho chick.
Oh, I could have. Thank God I didn't.
You know, kids, listen up. This is like a service message. Like, watch where you bang.
Oh, yeah.
Don't fuck crazy. It's fun at the time, but later it sucks.
No fun.
Okay.
But, did that person move away?
No, they still live in Reno.
Okay, well then,
would we know her?
She's in 50 yards.
I don't know.
Sorry. Yeah. Where is she now?
No,
somewhere
names.
Far away from
somewhere.
Me.
That's all I want. But I snuck over to her her apartment while her parents were not home, or her dad, and awkwardly did it in her dad's bed because that's what she wanted to do.
Oh my God! Now, why every time we talk about doing it in the parents' bed, we always see it. But for some reason, when you say the chick is crazy, it's more like my dad would hate this. Let's do it in my bed.
If he catches us, he'll kill you. Let's do it. Daddy would like that.
Now go in the bathroom and finish on his toothbrush.
Oh my God!
Fucking rad. Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay. See how easy it is.
Yeah, that's enough.
That's all we need to know.
Okay, Zach.
I was 17. The experience was very uneventful until after
when she cried and dumped me the next day.
What did you? Do you have some weird dick or something?
It's like three.
You got like a cat's dick where it's like spiked. You know,
it's like when you put it in and it's like a defense mechanism. When you pull it out, it has like barbs on it.
Yeah,
maybe that was it. I don't know, dude. And that's
Did she why did she tell you? Was it? It's not you. It's me. Bullshit?
I don't know.
Remember what she said?
Well, we broke up and then we got back together, but it was at the time it was just.
And then
weird.
You banged again, and she broke up with you the next day after crying.
Yeah. So we broke up for like a week after we banged, and she cried, and hated my dick, and then we got back together. I don't know.
Did she love your dick?
I don't know if she loved it after.
No. Later, girls later in life, liked your dick, right?
Later, they
it's
did.
It's all worked out.
It turned out okay for me in the end. So.
It straightened out.
Yeah, it straightened out, literally, figuratively.
All right, Josh, you ready?
Oh, man.
You want to skip over to Timmy?
Right. I'm going to have to plead the fifth on that one, man.
Just call him the fifth.
All right, gentlemen never tells, you know.
So, you like dudes?
Well,
maybe a little.
Yes.
Yours is my favorite profile on toughtwinks.com.
Hit me up on Grindr,
right?
So, my first. Zach's fucking laughing. He knows the whole damn story. But I'll give you the abridged version. Basically, it was my 17th birthday. I remember my mom was drunk as fuck for some reason. It was a weird night. So she comes back, girl comes back to my house. I remember Jackass number 2 was on.
Classic.
So I'm listening to fucking Dave England on the Firehose Rodeo, and my ass hurts so fucking bad, and all that's going on.
And the girl's ass hurt too, for a different reason.
Yeah, there's some weird shit going on. There was like, it was just fucking weird. That's about as far as I'm going to go with that. Mm. I'm sorry.
Did you enjoy it?
At the time I did, yes.
In retrospect, not so much.
In retrospect, yeah, no.
Dude, do you want the points or do you not want the points? Because I think there's one thing you can safely say that will add to your total.
I don't know if I can safely say.
Please do.
Do you not know what I'm going to say?
I don't know what you're going to say.
Say it, Zach.
It has to do with a third party.
That's all you have to say.
Okay.
Ooh.
I will say no more.
Yeah, he's right. He did just get some more points for that.
I knew it, dude. All I'm right. helping you out here.
All Thanks, right. man.
All right. So far, off to a good start. Timmy, Josh, you crashed in that round.
Yeah, I just...
Sorry.
I'm embarrassed to tell you guys, you know?
I know, and it stays on the internet forever, too.
I know, yeah. Everyone's listening.
Some people are like, I'm going to be on the show. Mom, don't forget to listen.
Let me just say, I lost it in the GSR theater. On those couches.
Oh, in the movie theater.
Yeah, in the movie theater.
Yeah, okay, that's
classic.
Reasonable.
Dude, I've seen shit on those couches.
Don't go to the far back couch.
I'm pretty sure they remodeled it for that
on
reason.
On the left side.
The couches are gone.
They're stained. Yeah. I'm all over those couches.
Me too.
Damn.
I got a hand job in there from that psycho girl.
Perfect. See?
You know what's funny? No arm.
Was it an over-the-pants HJ?
You know, it's funny he mentions HJs because Joel and I are semi-Eskimo brothers.
Oh, yeah, we are.
Cookie.
Not with the crazy chick, thank God.
Not with the crazy chick.
Not that this chick was any less crazy than that, but anyway, that's a fun little fact.
You're getting some more points again. You guys are freaks.
Y'all freaks.
And we like that here at the podcast.
Okay, that was
rough.
Right around. Okay,
yeah.
Now back to more easy, normal questions, right?
Okay,
now.
Yeah. How many books do you own, Josh?
Probably around 30.
And what was the last one you read?
Tranny by Laura Jane Grace.
Nice. Okay, let's go. Timmy. Same question.
I probably have not owned a book since they made us have books in like high school.
Duh.
Yeah, I don't do that.
You don't look like a reader.
No, I'm not.
You reading, boy?
You reading? Is that literature?
All right. Let's see. Downstairs, Joel.
Probably close to 20.
Yeah. Okay.
Daddy, why is the drummer always the slow one?
And Zach.
I would say 20 to 30.
Good.
Yeah.
You all scored, except for Timmy.
Haha.
big goose egg on that, bro. Read a book.
Just kidding.
Once in a while. Get good.
I'd be a hypocrite.
It's like a movie, but in your head.
For a while.
You gotta fucking read all the words and like not fall asleep. And that's bullshit. I ain't got time.
Yeah. Actually, it's kind of nice because you fall asleep and then you wake up and you're all, I'll just go back a couple pages and you're all back in there.
Yeah. And then you keep reading those same three pages for like 6 months and you're like,
yeah, and it's a Mobius strip and you know.
Yeah, if that happens, maybe it's better just to listen to books on tape or something.
Based on Timmy's logic, there's no reason to get out of bed. Ever.
No.
He's like, fuck it, dude. You're going to go back to bed anyway. You might as well just stay there.
I'm going to die anyway.
Why eat? You're just going to
shoot. All right, I'm going to give you some points for that anyway. All right. Let's see. Rick, did you want to ask any? Or do you want me to? I got one if you don't have one on
deck. Yeah. Jump on it.
All right. It's a celebrity road trip question. We got everybody's answers, right? For the last question? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Celebrity road trip. So, like, you're on a buddy road trip movie with any celebrity. And you could go throughout time. It doesn't have to stay in our time either.
Shit. Oh, fuck.
Damn.
Don't start with me on this one, please.
Or me. Nose goes.
Or me. Nose goes.
Zach? Joel, you lost.
Joel. You have no idea what I'm doing down here.
Dude. Joel's got his hand down his pants and shit.
I was going to say. I would probably have to choose.
Be like an author or poet or fucking, I don't know.
Melville would suck.
You don't want to like get into, you know, a conversation with anybody famous?
Well, I feel like there's a couple people that I'd want to get in conversation with. I just got to think.
They can both go on
one.
Your buddy trip if you want.
See, I think one of them would have to be, I was talking about him earlier today, is Pat the Bunny. He's the singer in Ramshackle Glory, does some solo stuff, but his lyrics are very interesting. He used to be an anarchist, and now he has changed his ways.
What is he now?
He actually stopped playing music because he says his music does not resonate with him anymore.
Oh, that happened to Cat Stevens once.
Yeah, so I find it really interesting, so yeah.
Okay, Zach, celebrity road trip movie.
Man, I don't know. Well, it's funny. I recently went to Chicago and hung out at a bar with Brendan Kelly from the Lawrence Arms for like 5 hours. And they're one of my favorite bands. So that was like, that's it.
So was it like meeting your like somebody you really admired?
I would say probably like top three like songwriting inspirations, yeah.
But did he like, was he like an asshole or anything?
No,
we hung out for 5 hours.
We hung out. Well, the thing was, he worked at the bar, so he was forced against his will to hang out with me.
He had to hang out with me.
He was
making money hanging out with you.
But we did like have like dinner together, kind of.
You ate.
He offered
to
buy me dinner, but I did not accept it. But I bought it across the street and brought it back. But I don't know. That's all I need in my life. I mean,
fuck, that was pretty rad.
It was hella cool. Yeah.
And that really happened. Josh, are you ready?
Yeah, I think I would. I'd want to hang out with Dan Andriano from Alkaline Trio. He's always been my favorite songwriter. Kind of inspired me to play bass, and like, I think it'd be fun to get stoned with. You know, just kind of sit there and be miserable and talk about how much we hate everything together.
There you go,
Timmy.
I would probably say Macho Man Randy Savage.
Oh, yeah. Rest in peace.
Yeah,
preferably not when he had the heart attack and died and crashed the car.
Fuck.
You don't want to be in the car during that.
No. I would
maybe
want
like
to
5 minutes before.
You're driving.
And
you're
got dropped off.
Yeah, I'd be driving. Yeah. And he'd be just fucking, he'd be feeding me like the cream of the crop promo that he did, that famous one where he's like, the cream, and you know, he's just fucking spouting off bullshit that makes no sense. Him or like Ric Flair, probably.
Or Scott Steiner.
Dude.
Scott fucking, oh my God. Scott
Ultimate
Steiner.
Warrior, man. You want to hang out with that crazy motherfucker. Listen to his promos in the car.
He probably like flies a plane. He doesn't drive a car.
Well, I think now that I'm thinking more about it, I would be the limo driver for Ric Flair as he's jet flying and limousine riding and all that.
Profiling.
I think that's the one. I changed my answer.
Fuck yeah.
All right. I'm going to give you the same points even though you changed your answer.
Thanks, man.
Let's see. All right. I got... Does Riku have a question for them?
Yeah. Yeah, she probably does, right?
Mm-hmm. Are those just rapid fires?
No, well, there's one that's not a rapid fire, and I can't find it.
Oh, okay.
Where? No, I can find it. It's going to take me a second.
When you're searching the internet for porn,
oh, good.
What are the keywords you use?
That's easy.
You know, Latinas, Asians, black chicks, BBW, MMF, big and busty, Dirty Martinez, Ake's Danny Thomas style, Rusty Tuba?
Wow, that's a lot of stuff. There's some new stuff in there.
Yeah, all those. What she said.
MILF. GILF. DILF.
Definitely DILF.
Yeah.
I was going to say
DILF.
I was going to say my first one, men. That is men. The fucking search term. I searched for men recently, and all it was a shot in a locker room, and it was like 9 dudes, probably 7 of them just standing there, jacking with their bros, and then like one of them was down on his knees. Sucking the 9th dude's dick. Yeah. So that's let that just paint the picture.
Is that why you've been trying so hard to get us to hang out recently?
Well, I was going
to
say, that's what band practice looks like.
Why can't we just jack with our bros?
Jack with the bros.
I said men. It's not gay. It's just men. Just a bunch of dudes hanging out, having
just
a good time.
Dudes being bros.
It's really only gay for the one dude who's on his knees.
Yeah, that's the only gay guy there.
Yeah, everybody else, they're just hanging out with their bros. They're touching themselves. They're keeping them hands to themselves. And that's just a good time.
Yeah. That's just boys being boys, right? You
know? Guys being dudes.
Guys being dudes.
Josh, what are your keywords? If you don't mind sharing.
I really like blondes. I'm all about blondes. It's pretty much my thing. I don't care.
I like blondes, too.
Blondes and, like, over 90 years old. Like,
like Betty White.
Great gilf.
Like, just...
great gilf.
Like, a whole tube of lube, because there's no way.
Those pipes have been dried out for a long time.
A long time.
Yeah.
Good answer. Zach?
Dude, I'm so plain. I go onto the Pornhub top 100 list, and I just keep scrolling until I find what tickles my fancy at that point.
You know, I find UJizz is a lot is better.
Is that better?
Than Pornhub.
I thought Zach was going to say, I just open up the Sears catalog.
I open up Sears, a low-cut sweater.
Good housekeeping or something.
Dude, back in the day. It was so, like, thank God that existed.
Yeah.
And your mom thought you were looking at the toy section.
I still remember the magazine days before I had, like, you know, technology.
Oh, yeah, we were all there.
Life.
We had the crossover time, you know.
Yeah.
We all had that one buddy whose, like, parents were really cool, and so you'd always, like,
there's
borrow
a kid
magazines
I went to
from
school
him.
With who was, like, selling Playboys out of his
yeah,
locker.
Yeah, right? Exactly.
That's how you make money.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah.
I used to sell candy and shit out of my locker in middle school for double what I paid for.
That's
it.
That's good, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I had like
capitalism.
$400 by summer. It was
there
fun.
You go.
Mm-hmm. You're 13, you know?
Exactly.
Oh, well, yeah. There's a lot of pop.
I sold snails once.
Yeah. That's cool.
I swear to God.
Joel, what's your search word?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about dicks more.
Well,
come on,
you
guys are getting off topic.
I just kind of grabbed my copy of Top Gun and just put it in.
Who doesn't?
Let
dude.
It ride.
Oh, my God, that fucking shower scene.
Dude, the volleyball scene.
I think Joel just won this round.
Yeah.
When the dude dies at the end, that's when I blast.
I gave him a triple on that one. It wasn't quite a homer, but it was pretty good. Pretty fucking
pretty
good.
Simple joys of hanging with the boys.
All right, Rick, let's do some rapid fire.
Rapid fire!
Get the fuck out of here.
Okay,
oh,
gay or ginger?
Oh, shit. We already did that.
Would you rather be gay or have red hair?
I'd rather be gay.
I'd rather
well,
be
I got
gay.
A red beard, so it's, I'm kind of
you are
there
ginger,
already.
Kinda.
Yeah.
You're getting there.
I think I'd rather be gay than be a ginger.
Me too.
Ginger.
Yeah. Whole house full of gays.
Yep.
Faggot.
All right. Rapid fire. The Clash or the Ramones?
Clash, easy.
The Ramones all day.
God.
¿Por qué no las dos?
I would say Ramones, I guess.
Yeah, I gotta
a very
go with the Ramones.
Soft.
Ramones. It's hard though because
such
both
disappointment.
Of them. But I think the Ramones, one of my first favorite punk bands.
Yeah, they're both super important bands.
Absolutely.
Marvel or DC?
DC.
Fuck.
Marvel.
Fuck you.
Marvel.
I don't know. Who's on who?
Batman's on DC.
Okay,
Batman
that's all you need.
Batman and Superman are over there.
Yeah.
And then
I just got Injustice, so I'm all about DC right now.
Yeah, I'll say DC.
DC, you're gonna say that over like. Fucking Wolverine and shit.
Oh,
dude, Wolverine
well.
And shit. Well, you got to think about the Avengers, Wolverine, all that.
I don't know.
Don't right. Ask me, I don't speaking know. Of that, Avengers or X-Men?
Ooh. I got to go with Cap. I got to say Avengers.
Okay.
X-Men.
X-Men.
They deal with more real world issues.
Okay.
X-Men. Yeah, you got to go with X-Men on that one.
All right.
Would you rather have AIDS or cancer?
Oh, Riku, with the hard questions.
Mm. Ooh.
Was that for real?
Is the cancer terminal?
Yeah, that's for real.
Where is the cancer located in my body?
No questions. This is rapid fire. You have to pick one.
I'd rather have AIDS because that means at least I had sex.
I would say cancer.
Yeah, cancer.
You can't get rid of AIDS.
That's true. And with the variables involved, I mean, you could just have like.
But cancer might kill you.
No, dude, you can't.
Yeah. No, AIDS will kill you. Very rapid. You guys are all losing all points money. As we speak.
I know
it's
faggots cancer. Have AIDS since the 80s, and they're fine.
All right, let's move on.
Some of them are
all
fat.
Star Wars or Star Trek?
Star Wars.
All day, okay. Prince or Bowie?
Bowie.
I'm going to say Bowie.
Elvis or Beatles?
Elvis.
Wow,
Beatles. Nice. Two Beatles. Or two Elvis. Right.
Veggie burgers or barbecue?
Barbecue.
What the fuck?
Okay, sorry. Guys.
We
got songs about fried chicken.
I'm offended.
Tacos or pizza?
Pizza.
Right. I had
pizza.
That's a fucking.
It's fucking really hard.
Tough choice.
Depends on what. I guess pizza. It's gonna be pizza. I mean,
it's either easy choice or it's a tough choice. Yeah. That's why we put them together, like the Clash and the Ramones. You know.
Yeah. Burrito, wet or dry?
Dry.
Wet. Wet burritos are the shit.
It's so awesome. Kind of a 50-50.
Yeah.
So true.
It's like a wet dump or a dry dump. What do I want to take?
With green sauce, though.
Just a couple more, guys. Booze or weed?
Booze.
Weed.
I've got the straight edge. Not really.
Yeah, Timmy's got straight edge.
No, I don't. But I do not partake.
He's a person this just is the like let's you, get Timmy but he's got better podcast. Things to do.
Sit around and fuck my head.
Yeah, neither is a good choice, too. Grunge or disco?
Grunge.
Disco.
Grunge. What the fuck?
I hate grunge. Just because you hate
Nirvana. Dude, Donna Summer's fucking rules.
No, I don't like disco, but I hate grunge.
Donkey or walrus?
Donkey.
Donkey jaw, I mean.
Okay.
Second time's door not.
Oh, cool. She keeps wanting to go. Riku wants to know if you prefer circumcised or not.
Circumcised.
Like own or absolutely. Somebody else.
Either way, I don't want that dick cheese.
Okay, yeah. So circumcised all the way, right?
Yeah.
Circumcised.
Yes. Okay. Circumcised.
Nice and clean. Well, you guys did really good on the rapid fire. Let me total up the points here. Rick, you tell them what they won.
This week's prize, a free hand job available at any Dogwater Studios location.
Hell yeah.
Over the pants?
Right. Well, whatever you're into.
Okay.
All right. I'm almost there. I'm tallying it up.
Is it both hands or just one?
Whatever you
it's
want.
It's a foot,
yeah.
It's a foot job. There's just one single foot.
With shoes on.
One single foot and the other side's up against the wall.
Yes.
Logistically, that's... I think we should use a countertop instead, but okay.
We have a tie.
No shit?
Yeah.
This has never happened.
Yeah, Timmy and Joel, you tied with 83 points each.
Hell yeah.
They have to jack each other off.
Fight to the death?
What? First one to come loses.
Okay, yeah, one rapid fire to pick a winner.
We got a sword fight.
And I'm the host, so I'm going to pick the question. All right, Sith or Jedi?
Jedi.
Jedi.
Well, you can't do that because you both win or lose.
Well, fuck.
But then it's not real.
I'm not going
to lie. Well, I'm going to say Timmy took longer to think about it, so we're giving it to Joel this week.
Yeah.
Joel is the winner.
Woo!
Joel in the basement.
All right, guys, great game. You want to play us out here? Maybe we could talk about what's coming up next, and then we'll have you play us out.
Yeah.
All right. Of course, everybody knows Merry Anarchy's 13th annual Merry Anarchy Fest, May 12th and 13th at Jub Jub's for Hank Sosnowski. And he's the fellow who was downtown when some thuggy dude was spray painting over National Monument on the lawn next to the Riverside Artist Loft where I live. And that guy's my neighbor, and he was down there, and he was telling him not to fucking do it. And the guy swung on him, and fucking he hit the ground, and he got put in a coma for months. And the guy got caught and went to jail, too, or prison or whatever. So,
Did you ever find out more details on what happened to the guy who did that?
I have not.
Okay.
Not yet.
Just checking.
And that's something y'all could Google, you know, out there too. Hank Sosnowski, Sosnowski. Sosnowski.
Yeah, Hank was my English professor in college, and he was a real cool fucking dude. So,
yeah, and you know, he got his brain fucked up for trying to stop somebody from doing something wrong, you know? And I know people are afraid, but Hank is never afraid. That's the thing. He's not afraid to tell people, you know, how he feels about something. And you know, you got to be careful, but also you got to help a motherfucker who stands up, you know, to motherfuckers like that. Mm-hmm. So we're doing that for him this year. And suggested is $10. There's like a gazillion bands. You can check it out at Mary Anarchy's a page on Facebook. Also, you could check it out on Nick Ramirez's Facebook, Rory Dowd's, or Worst Little Podcasts. We post all that shit. What else? Oh, that Sculpture Fest is happening the same weekend. So I'm saying go see a little bit of that. Come see a little bit of us. Make it a full day in Reno. All kinds of stuff going on. Rick, do you have anything you want to plug?
No. I'm trapped in the studio. I haven't gotten out for fucking anything except that one play.
Viva Revenge. What's your next show?
It's looking like June 1st right now. We're trying to line something up in May, so keep an eye out for that.
But yep. June 1st, I think, is the next.
Do you know where it's going to be?
It could be at Shays.
Could be at Shays. Could mm-hmm. be around
the 20th.
The 20th or so.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I heard there's a lot of earwigs down there.
Now they've cleaned it up, man.
I think they're on my dick, too.
I remember when that broke out. Yeah. I'm just kidding. So, hey, it's been fun, you guys. Thanks for being here. Thanks, you guys out there, for listening. Thank you, Rick, for letting us do this in your studio.
Hell yeah.
Every
thanks
fucking
for having
week.
Us, guys.
Yeah, thank you.
All these years
so
later.
Fucking rad. I love this place.
So, I'm going to ask you guys to take us out. Everybody, this was Viva Revenge on Worst Little Podcast.
Are you going to do the close out bit now?
Like what life song? Is short and
yeah.
Oh,
are
for,
you doing it now?
For me, for yeah, for me, for Dogwater Dick, for the band Viva Revenge, for Rory Dad who couldn't be here, Chewbacca, Riku, all the interns and didn't show up. You don't get your name on it. All right, here we go. This is Viva Revenge.
On the Worst Little Podcast, we're talking out of our ass. Rolling.
hadn't planned on coming here.
Dogwater Studios.
This isn't some communist daycare center.
Yeah, sorry about that.